Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is all of movies!
Very nice. Coming to you for the first time ever from the Knitting Factory in downtown Boise, Idaho! What a delightful group of weird noises we've assembled here today. What is it, Sunday? May 15th, let's call it. 2016, of course. I'm very excited that you guys turned out today. It's a little gloomy outside, which to me is the perfect day to stay inside and discuss arcane movie trivia. And so thank you for being here. And show me your own private name tags, Idaho. Let me see what you got. Oh, it's looking pretty good. There's someone in the front row just held up a beer. But for the listeners, I should say that there was a good name tag turnout. We've got Finding Corey instead of Finding Nemo. What's the Deadpool thing? Brian Poole? Okay, it's not the greatest play on words, but graphically, you've done an excellent job. Yeah, lots of great name tags out there, so good luck to all of you in being chosen. Does the Knitting Factory have like a no donuts rule, or did somebody get some donuts in here? Okay, all right. That's cool. What's that?
There were donuts.
There were donuts? You saw some. Okay, good. All right, we've established that there are donuts. Settle down, Nancy Drew. But I bring up Nancy Drew for a reason, because CBS Television, you know that channel that makes things that only old people like? They fucking had a Nancy Drew pilot starring Sarah Shahi. I don't know if you know who she is, but she's crazy hot and was going to play Nancy Drew as an adult solving crimes. And CBS Television passed on the pilot and is not going to make a series, because they say that it tested too female. Like, they still fucking think that 50% of this country is not worth pitching a TV show towards. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Plus, she's sexy as shit. Like, I would watch the hell out of her solving crimes. Without that fucking, like, that Sherlock Holmes show, Elementary, I love Lucy Liu, but that guy is standing around all the time. They should give her a show and just call it Holmes. Holmes Slice. Anyway. Doug plugs. Doug Loves Movies is going to be at the UCB Theater tomorrow night in Los Angeles. It's the Sunset Boulevard location. And then the very next night, Tuesday night, we're over at the Franklin Avenue location. So if you're in LA, there's no reason. That's the end of that statement. If you're in LA, there's no reason. I don't know what you're doing. St. Louis, Doug Loves Movies on May 25th at 9:30 at Helium. You know what Helium is? You're right. You guys are right. And then Boston on Saturday, May 28th at 4:20. New York City on May 30th. Punchline in Atlanta on June 11th. And also, oh, that's also at 4:20. DougLowsMovies.com for more dates and more deets than you can shake a dick at. Where's Brad O'Neill 87? Are you here, dude? That's you? Did you bring the picture for me to sign? He was tweeting me today that he has a picture he wants me to sign, and I want to make sure it happens, because it's clearly super important to him. And I accused him of being a stalker, and he was like, I'm just a fan, man. But look at these. Look at these. Like, sometimes when I arrive in an airport, someone will come up to me with, like, a stack of stuff like this, and they want me to sign every one of them, and they're going to sell them, but these are just for you. These are just your personal thing. I'll write Brad on them. All right, I'll only write Brad on it. I won't even put my own name. Oh, you went silver Sharpie. I like it. You can sign right on my black hoodie. I'm not going to write, I'll write Brad on one of them, and then the other one, if you want to sell it, you can. I like to leave you that option. But, you know, thanks for still coming after I accused you of being a stalker. You piece of shit. Here, you're Sharpie. Dude. I don't need you tomorrow tweeting me, you stole my Sharpie. Can we meet up so I can get my Sharpie back? technical note for the listeners and you guys, if you experience this problem, if the sound is terrible on the Doug Loves Movies from Denver, download it again, like re-download it, and then, because we fixed it, but subscribers, you know, got the first version that went into their thing, so like I still keep getting messages from people saying the sound sucks, and I go, well, just re-download it, and it's going to sound great. From the corrections department, I had meant to say before midnight. It's not called. Wait. I'm gonna fuck this up again. I meant to say before midnight isn't called after midnight, but then I just still called it after midnight again. Because the weed in Denver is great. But yeah, the weed in Boise is perfectly acceptable as well. But keep it down, because it's not legal here. And no more weed talk, because it's terribly inappropriate in front of my guests today. Oh, one more thing. Dan Aykroyd is not in Raiders of the Lost Ark. He appears briefly in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, and I thought I was so smart when I said Raiders of the Lost Ark. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. Yeah, this was one of those trips where I only came to Boise, and then I'm flying back to L.A., so I loaded up my bag with stuff because I didn't need to pack a lot of shit for myself. This is a crazy thing that I found recently. It's a shirt that would never fit me because it's simply a large, and I go XL for now. Hopefully I'll lose some weight, but, you know, life goals. I found a shirt from a New Year's Eve show that I did at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco where, and this was 2005, so 11 years ago, I was on a show with Maria Bamford, Zach Galifianakis, and David Cross. Yeah. And Al Madrigal and Tony Kameen. And now they won't return my calls. But at least at least they were all on a shirt together. I brought some microwave popcorn from my hotel room. So I didn't really travel with that. I brought a nice rubber piece from Peacemaker. I found this when I was moving recently. Remember that Steven Spielberg show on NBC, Amazing Stories? I found this. It's a button that says, Amazing Button. So I had to bring that. I got a backstage pass sticker from the Motion City soundtrack show I went to recently. I've got some CDs that I have no idea. I Read Times, part two and part three. I don't know if I have part one around anywhere. But one of them is a danceable edition, and the other one is The Harvest. I don't know what any of that means. And then also a CD for someone called Jet Baker, Pot Patriot. So if the winner today can listen to those and let me know how that worked out for them. And then from, I usually bring two VHS tapes from my personal collection. We're talking three today. And it's good to know that you guys can get excited about virtually nothing. Because one person today is going to go home with three of these that they probably can't watch. We've got an episode, episode six from season one. I think there was only one season of a reality show called Pop Stars. And then an episode of the underrated Gross Point. And then, this is the real deal right here, an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Always gets a cheer. People love that show. An episode called Superstar. So I think that was one where Mary Catherine Gallagher came in and sniffed her armpits. So all of that is in the prize bag, plus what my guests brought. And you guys have been sitting here dealing with this since you got to this show today. There's fucking six chairs on stage. So many of you are probably like, what? He got six people? Well, they're all people, I will say that. But it's going to be an interesting one today. Please help me in welcoming to the stage Emma, Calvin, Henry, and Arthur Arnold, and Jeff Tate and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine! I think, Sam, you're supposed to be on this end, I think. I think that was the plan.
Oh, I was wrong.
That's all right. It's all working out. Hey, buddy. Yeah, so basically what happened is Emma's been on the show a few times. Let's hear it for Emma Arnold, everybody. She's been on the show a few times. She lives here in Boise with her six children, three of her own and three steps. And she...
Don't forget Alice.
She said that... She said that she and the kids actually listen to this program, which doesn't, I don't think that's good parenting. And she volunteered, basically. The idea, I've had one child on the show with their parent on two different occasions, but this is definitely a first. Emma is here with all of her kids, and they are going to play as a team today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to have to decide together.
What did we come here to do? What did we come here to do today?
I forgot.
So that's how that goes? Like, when
that's
we have
brand.
One child, he usually is very quiet, and now we have three of them.
Wait, he remembers.
Crush butts.
Crush
we're
butts.
We're going to win. We're here to win.
He said he's going to crush butts?
We're here to crush butts.
Yeah. That's an expression you encourage?
She taught him that expression.
Do you think anybody that like works at the school that they attend listens to this podcast?
You know, they go to a charter school, so we do what we want.
They go to a what school?
A charter school.
Oh, charter.
Yeah, we do what you want.
You said the R word. They go to a retarded school. So it's fine.
It's fine.
Well, let's meet them individually. Let's say hi to, who's that on your left there?
This is Calvin.
Hi, Calvin. How you doing, dude?
Good.
All right, nice talking to you. And then to your right, Emma, who's that? That's
This is Arthur.
That's Arthur.
What is that?
Arthur, he does what he pleases.
Yeah.
Was he named after the movie Arthur?
Nope.
Just a name you like?
Yeah, they all have kind of English names, just sort of happened that way, though.
It's sort of, yeah, all old-fashioned-y names.
Yeah.
And we have yet to meet Henry?
Yeah.
Yeah, Henry is here, you guys. Yeah.
Hi.
It's Calvin, Henry, and Arthur. Emma was dead set on having a president.
King. I want a
presidential
king.
Names only. I like
Step
that.
One.
I like that approach. And Jeff Tate is here, everybody.
Hello. Hey, everybody.
You might know him from Doug Lowe's movies and Getting Doug with High and Dining with Doug and Karen. Doug Lowe's Minis. He does them all. He does the whole Doug Benson podcast circuit. And he, like we said, he tours a lot with Emma, and he's been living... How long have you been at their house?
I got here on...
With the six kids?
What day? Thursday. I got here on Thursday.
So you've spent 3 days with a house full of kids?
Sure, yeah.
Young adults, I should say.
No, they're kids. But there's only three of them here now instead of six, so it feels like a vacation.
He came to the dart zone yesterday with nine kids. He and I took nine kids to go play darts for Arthur's birthday. And yeah,
I'm
we're
broken.
Both so sore we can barely stand up today.
Happy birthday, Arthur!
Yeah.
Thanks.
I can't really fight that instinct that you have to wish a child happy birthday. But we all have them. He's not special. But do you know who is special? Terrible segue. Sam Levine is here.
Thank you. Thank you, Boise. Oh. You're too good to me, Boise.
And let's get this straight, just so everybody knows. Let's go through. How old is Calvin?
Calvin is almost 13.
And then how old is Arthur? Eight?
He just turned eight.
And?
Henry's 11.
Henry's 11.
I'm 34.
And Sam is 34.
I'm 37 and three quarters.
Yeah, but you don't, I made this joke about Sam because he looks like he's their age.
I did offer him a granola bar and ask him if he needed a potty on the way out here. So I apologize for that.
No. Sorry.
Yeah, it is a long, it's 90 minutes, so good. I hope you did potty.
It's a good tip, I did. Thank you.
Like, did you know it was Sam when he did that, or you just walk up behind him like, hey, buddy, oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, I'm the same height as her children, so she just thought I was another one.
Yeah.
That's a short joke, guys. These are small people. I'm not a tall guy. Doesn't read on the audio podcast, but you're in the room. That should have gone over better.
Yeah,
here. I don't know.
She's killing the room.
I don't know what
and
happened.
And then the listeners should be like, what? So, Emma, did you and your minions, did you guys bring something for the prize bag? Or did everybody bring something individually?
The boys all brought one thing, and then I
brought
some
other things. Start with, to your left, let's start with Calvin.
Okay, so I brought Friday the 13th. Part 3 in 3D.
Something you shouldn't even... Hey, stop it, you guys. He shouldn't even be watching that. Are you giving it away before watching it, or did you see it?
I haven't seen it yet.
That's good. Jeff loves this.
So in this movie, you're going to meet Jason in a whole new dimension. Because it's now in 3D.
Yeah, that's 3D movies on DVD are the best. Because it's not in 3D.
It comes with a It comes with a very authentic pair of 3D glasses.
It does?
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Very authentic.
Very authentic.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Sit very
fuck.
Close to the TV. It's going to feel like 3D. You're an inch away. Emma, what'd you bring?
Okay. I brought some of my honey from Arby's. We have a hive at our house now, even. Yeah. And I also brought some stickers from Record Exchange and from Guru Donuts. Yeah. Boise favorites. I brought 2 tickets to Comic Cinema Remix, which is a movie show where they make fun of movies, like, live. We're doing Flashdance there tomorrow, so I brought a t-shirt from them, too. And I brought a t-shirt and some Stitch Kits from Speak Your Silence. So I really brought a big haul. Yeah.
That's a lot of great stuff.
Emma, I just spent the last minute and a half trying to figure out why you would bring honey from Arby's.
Arby's.
Our bees.
We got the bees. That's their slogan. Arby's.
We got the bees.
Yeah. It's a meat honey. Very moist.
I love that you separated the prizes for the kids and you clearly just showed them up. Here's
they
some
brought one thing. I brought all the best things. And here's what has Arthur got for us?
What do you have? I have Footloose.
It's a condition he suffers from. He shouldn't cheer. His feet are loose. Be careful, Arthur. And what has Henry got for us?
I got RoboCop 2.
I think that's Sorry. PG-13, so that's also out of your age range. I really think social services might get involved, Emma. My parents took me to see lots of R-rated movies when I was a kid.
This is rated R, for sure.
Oh, straight up R.
Yeah, that's a hard R. Oh. A dude gets cut open in that movie. It terrified me when I was a kid and I saw that.
No, it's... Oh, yeah, RoboCop 2. I forgot. The reboot was PG-13,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
all right.
I think RoboCop 3 was PG-13.
Although there's a kid bad guy in RoboCop 2. Like, I shit you not. One of the bad guys in that movie is like a 13-year-old kid. All right, let's play that DVD. Let's all...
Let's go ahead and run it.
It doesn't say anything about there being a kid on it on the back.
Well, pass all that stuff down, you guys. Great job, the Arnolds. You brought a lot of great stuff. Oh, and it's in its own bag, so someone's going to leave here multiple bags tonight. Might be, someone might look at you like you're part of the homeless problem. Walking around with these bags. Jeff, what did you bring?
I got an Incredibles... weekender situation. It's a necklace thing, and you open this, and it's got a little one hitter for like candy and stuff. Right?
You could save that for the next time you're on. You had to.
No, I thought it would get a big laugh.
It did.
It did.
It worked.
I got a
good job. And we should say Incredibles is the company.
Incredibles.
It's a clever company that has the word edibles preceded by 4 letters. There's the T-shirt.
Yeah, they
Incredibles.
Got... I think they're the ones that gave me the vape pen I have in my pocket for my candy.
There's a super soft T-shirt, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually hemp clothes are a little scratchy.
And not I got another T-shirt. Clothes. From Big Ass Sandwiches in Portland.
Big Ass Sandwiches, again, I don't know if that's appropriate.
It's great. I had a French dip. There you go. T-shirt.
Wow.
And I got a copy of the Hard Working Americans album. It came out Friday, and I bought the CD, and my CD player thing on my computer is broken now. So I had to buy it on iTunes, and I'll give that away. And a copy of my record, again. For one lucky winner, and the rest of you are lucky enough to be able to purchase one on your way out, if you so choose.
You're going to be hanging out by the door?
Sure.
All right. Yeah. Come by and say hi to Jeff and his new Batman the movie pin.
Yeah.
That I just gave him because I thought he might like it.
I do. He gave it to me yesterday, and this is from the one from 89, my favorite Batman movie.
You really should watch that again.
I did. I have. I watch it a lot.
All right. If you stand by that, that's great. Good for you. Sam, what do you got?
Well, I didn't want to disappoint the good people of Boise, so we're starting with a triple feature. It would be a Bob Saget film, The Farce of the Penguins.
Finally, someone
Bob
took
Saget,
down
Christina
Penguins.
Applegate, Lewis Black, Monique, Tracy Morgan, and more.
They do the voices of the Penguins.
Featuring the narration of Samuel L. Jackson.
Is he doing a Morgan Freeman impression?
Pretty much.
And it says right on it, not recommended for children.
No. None of the things I have brought are for children. Keeping with the Bob Saget theme, his HBO comedy special, That Ain't Right. Because it ain't.
And are you friendly with Bob?
Yeah.
Let's get him on here.
Sure.
I want him to do the show.
I can't believe it hasn't happened already.
Me too.
All right.
But speaking of people who have been on the show.
Speaking of people who have, Adam Carolla's film,
Adam
The
Carolla.
Hammer. Just a super fun movie if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, The Hammer is really good. Like Howard, on the cover it says, hilarious, Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if it just said hilarious Howard Stern, like it's
the
not
movie
a quote,
is,
it's just right. Reminding people that Howard Stern's hilarious. Right. And then somebody else calls it pure comic gold, but it really is entertaining.
Howard
and
Cosell.
They say write what you know, and it's a movie about a guy who is a carpenter and a boxer.
Exactly right.
And those are two of his hobbies.
That was literally what he was doing before he became the Adam Carolla we know and love.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he did a good job. Yeah. Then later he made a movie about being a road comic, which he is not. So
his
life became a lie.
That one bugged me. That
right?
idea, like, oh, it's so hard getting driven from the airport to a fucking Hilton Garden Inn. You're like, oh, the road life. You son of a bitch. Work a loony bin.
Yeah,
do
I
nine
mean,
shows in one week, you idiot.
Yeah, the road life is much easier when you're famous and sell places out and you do one show and you leave. I wouldn't know what that's like.
We'll ask Bob Saget when we have him on.
Yeah, we'll get Bob Saget on. We'll ask him all about it. That all of that stuff is going in the prize bag, Boise. Prize bags. So now I want to real quickly before we get into the most recent movie you saw, I would like to know from each of Emma's offspring. Yeah, we'll start down there on the end. Calvin, what do you think's the most adult inappropriate movie your mom has let you watch?
Please say Caligula. Please.
You thought of one?
I would probably say The Thing. No.
John Carpenter's The Thing?
Yeah.
It's very violent, but in a fantastical way. It's not.
Yeah.
None of the violence is very real. Like, you know, monsters popping out of people's chests and stuff. So that's a good choice.
Oh, we did watch Alien.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Yeah, speaking of monsters popping out of chests. But again, that's like the kind of violence that never really occurs in real life, so I don't feel like young people shouldn't see it.
And...
Wait, there's more?
Oh, you just told me to keep talking.
Next, Arthur. What's the most gnarly movie... most intense movie that you've watched? I know you guys watched Shaun of the Dead last night.
Okay, hey.
you can
stop there.
For the audience at home, Doug just got talked to the hand.
Yeah. I got a total hand in my face.
By Arthur.
I say 21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street?
Wait, hold on to the mic, dude. I'm not done with you. What about 22 Jump Street?
Yeah, I watched them both, so... Okay, okay.
So suck it. I hear what you're saying. I hear where you're coming from. Get off my back, old man. I've seen the Jump Streets. Henry?
Ted 2.
Oh, shit.
Wait a minute.
Ted 2.
Hang
on. Both of those were ones our babysitter let him watch. And then I didn't know they had watched it until this guy talked me into letting him watch Ted with him because he said it was a kid's movie. We started it, and I was like, whoa, what is this? And then he was like, we've already seen one and two. So I don't know, it was their babysitter let them watch Ted. And
why wouldn't she? It's a movie about a teddy bear.
Yeah, it's fine. It seemed fine.
Yeah, it seems perfect.
When I was 14, I convinced my parents the Tribe Called Quest Midnight Marauders record was a Christian rap album. So, listen, we've all been there. Good job, Arthur.
Yeah, it's important to have dumb parents. The lesson of that. Sam, do you remember like the most inappropriate thing you watched when you were young?
Yeah, the Kevin Dillon, The Blob. From 1988 when I was six. I actually saw that in the theater.
That was R-rated?
It has to have been, because children die in that movie. It is messed up.
Yeah, I don't remember
messed
that.
Up.
All right.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm trying to think. I mean, my parents took me stuff from jump. Like, they didn't really seem to. It was almost like, yeah, it's culture. You'll be all right.
Yeah. And, One of the churches we went to let me watch at a lock-in. We watched Die Hard when I was 10. That was pretty fucking cool.
Do you swear like that in front of Emma's kids all the time?
It's fine.
I forget. I wasn't. That's... They were. I was looking this way, so I forgot there were kids here.
No, I had. When I was a new mom, I had this brilliant idea that if you let kids cuss at home, then it wouldn't be like a thing. Like, it wouldn't be like a, you know, a tempting thing. It wouldn't be a big deal, which worked great for Calvin and Henry, because I would be like, you know, you can use things, but appropriately. Like, you can say, oh, I stubbed my toe, but you can't use it, like, to hurt people's feelings. You can't say someone's a shithead. So you could curse appropriately.
You better get him out of here before the end of the show.
This seemed like a great idea, because I was like a young hippie mom, you know, and then Arthur came along and cussed incessantly. And I was like, oh, no, this was a huge mistake. We've really crapped the bed on this one.
Well, that's what I love about the S word, is that there's 70 other ways to say it that aren't dirty, but somehow that one is hung in there, and, like, you're not supposed to say it, and I think that's bullshit. I'll say that in front of a child. I don't care. All right, so the more traditional question I like to ask everybody before we get on to the next part of the show, and we'll start with Sam down here on this end, is what was the last movie that you saw?
Last movie I saw was Captain America, wait for it, The Winter Soldier.
That's right. Oh, you dick!
Yep.
You
I'm a movie behind, guys, sorry. Sorry, I had a lot going on.
So you saw that to prep for going to see Civil War?
That is correct.
In a theater?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. And loved it, I assume.
Oh, yeah, it was quite entertaining.
It might be one of the best.
Yeah, and, those Captain America movies, they're not kidding around.
Yeah, and I don't think...
I'm sorry, they're not shitting around.
Oh.
They ain't fucking around, y'all.
Oh, no, Jeff, no.
I didn't get into podcasting so that Emma would lose her children. Settle down, you guys. But yeah, Civil War, you're going to love it. I assume.
Can't wait.
Yeah, a couple boring parts, but it's cool. Jeff, what was the last movie you saw?
Captain America, wait, Civil War.
Didn't you say that the last time you were on the show?
No, the last time I was on the show, I hadn't seen it yet, and now I have.
I thought you did on the last one. You know, the last time you were on was the last episode, most recent episode of this show.
Then
I thought you saw it earlier that day.
I also watched The Ides of March.
What? That George Clooney thing?
Yeah.
What'd you think of that?
I liked it, but it's also, it was in Cincinnati, so, like, I can't really tell, like, how much I actually like the movie and how much I'm just like, hey, I've been there. Right? Like, I like that part where, like, I know where that bridge goes.
It takes place in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Okay. That's always exciting when you're watching a movie that takes place where you live.
Yeah.
adds an extra layer to it.
There's that movie, Airborne.
Yeah.
Part of Rain Man.
Yeah, because Rain Man's kind of a road movie.
Yeah.
Any idea how Shane McDermott is these days?
Oh,
that's
boy.
That's the lead from Airborne.
Dude, I think he's just teaching rollerblading classes.
Okay, sweet. Seth Green's
the local
okay,
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Oh, I just thought of something. Moving on. Calvin. No, let's go to Henry. Sorry.
The last move.
Sorry. I meant to go in order. Henry.
Housebound.
Now that's rated R. Was that intense for you?
No.
He's got it down, you guys. He's not scared of anything. What about you, Arthur?
Captain America Civil War.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
It's pretty fun, right?
Yeah.
Watching all those superheroes fight each other?
Yeah.
Who is your favorite superhero?
Yeah.
That's a pretty solid joke response, but you gotta have one you like the best, don't you?
Yeah.
I hope it's Black Widow.
Yeah.
No!
No, it's Spider-Man.
Okay. He's not into girls yet, it's cool. Emma, what was the last thing you tried to watch?
We tried to go to see Keanu last night. Yeah.
I know. I heard about this. There's a Keanu curse, you guys.
Something going on.
The white man is trying to keep Keanu down. Go.
We went to the theater across the street, and the movie stopped partway through, and then we walked out, and all the movies had stopped in the whole theater. The whole theater broke, and there were, like, two kids working there. They were both, like, 16 and terrified, and they were like, oh, sorry. It's probably a power situation. The manager's coming in. We don't know. And they told us we were welcome to sit and wait for them to turn the movie back on, and we don't have anything to do, so we did. And the couple behind us broke up. For reals. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. Because apparently they went to a party before the movie, and he was really rude about Ghostbusters to a bunch of her friend. Yeah, fuck him, right? Oh, sorry, guys.
Earmuffs,
guys. Oops. And then he didn't give her friend Robin a very proper greeting. She was like, and then he tweeted or on Instagram made fun of her friends and wouldn't take the post down. And she was like, they're going to see it. They're going to know you don't like them. And he was like, I don't give a crap.
This is an important lesson for all the kids on stage, that women are terrible. They will break up with you if you're not nice to their friends.
No. The best part was right at the like kind of pinnacle of the fight, she's like, I'm leaving right now. And he goes, I'll give you $10 if you don't leave. $10. She walked away from that money. Just walked away.
Did he not have a 20?
Why didn't he yell 20 as she's walking away? Yeah.
What if he only had 20 but also wanted soda?
He's like, oh, can you make change?
Can you break 100?
Yeah, that's pretty great. So, but we didn't get to see the movie.
Wait, because you didn't wait long enough?
We sat for like 15, 20 minutes, and then we finally was like, and we went over to Bitter Creek and had dinner instead, and that was it. We didn't get to see the movie. Yeah. They did not ever fix it, apparently. They didn't fix it for a couple hours.
How many minutes into the movie was it?
Probably like 20, 25 maybe.
Okay, well.
It was like Wright had just started, and they're like, oh my God, they stole the cat. And then there was a weed dealer, and it was like, oh, it's so exciting. And
candy. A guy who sells candy.
Sorry, a candy dealer. A candy dealer. No, actually, you guys are very sweet, but my kids know what weed is. They listen to the show, and right before we came out, Henry goes, man, Doug's on a lot of weed. So.
I did tell him.
They know what's going on.
It sounds like they're aware of weed, but only like in that like reefer madness sort of. Yeah. I think he's on a lot of pot.
Why does it smell like jazz music down here, guys?
Oh Yeah, Calvin one time said, I know what 420 means. And I said, what? And he goes, drugs.
Well, you know, I don't want to educate your children, but it's not a catch-all for drugs in general, Calvin. What was the last movie Calvin saw?
I saw Shaun of the Dead. For our movie podcast.
Yeah, because yeah. You guys, you and Mom, Emma, have a podcast where you watch horror movies and talk about them?
Yeah.
What's it called?
All Gone Now Spooky.
All right, and it's how many episodes have you done?
Ten.
And your mom does most of the talking? Maybe. But that's awesome. Shaun of the Dead's, is that one of your favorites now?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I didn't mean to force it on you or anything. But it is a pretty good movie.
I think you're ready to see, it's not a horror movie, but now you should watch all of the, you should watch Hot Fuzz and...
I already saw Hot Fuzz.
World's End?
I already saw Hot Fuzz.
Okay, cool. World's End, have you seen The World's End?
Nope.
Yep, check that one out. I recommend it. And then you will have seen the Cornetto Trilogy.
No.
Which doesn't mean what? Anything to you, but maybe someday it will. Cornetto means drugs.
Boy, it seemed like Calvin turned into a hostile witness.
It's kind of weird to have any of your children been on stage before, Emma?
You have?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. The one that's waving wildly.
Yeah, Henry. I have.
Yeah?
When?
Yeah? What
like
were you on stage
sort
for?
Of recital?
Was you walk school?
School?
Oh.
That's oh. Cool.
Yeah, for a talent show?
Yeah. I just meant like on stage, like just in front of a room full of drunken adults.
Oh. Arthur was on AM Northwest with me. He was on TV the other day on his
yeah,
birthday.
Yeah, in Portland. That was fun to see him on there.
He told a joke. It
and he had
well.
A baby Chewbacca with him too,
yeah.
Right? What was, tell the joke to everybody, Arthur.
Do you guys want to hear a pizza joke?
Yeah!
Never mind, it's too cheesy.
That ruins half of my act if you can't say things that are too cheesy. Oh, we have someone in the front row enjoyed it a great deal. She's probably sad that there's not jokes anymore inside Cracker Jack. Oh, wait, there's no prizes. They might still have a joke in there, I don't know.
I haven't had Cracker Jacks in a real long time.
Oh, they're so good. Applause for Cracker Jacks. All right, so enough of that. This is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin! Now, here's a fun element in the show today. Sam and Jeff are two of the greatest contenders in the games on Doug Loves Movies in the history of everything. So... I decided that Emma and her family are going to team up, and they're going to represent one player, four brains working together to try to take down Jeff and Sam. So let's see your name tags, and lady and gentleman, go ahead and pick who you want to play for. It's kind of a quite a drop from the stage, so maybe you could just point to one you like and they can bring it to you. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these messages. Hey, you guys. Today's episode is brought to you by our fiends at Shudder. Shudder is a new kind of streaming video service devoted to the best horror movies available from around the world, created by horror fans and handpicked by experts, uncut and commercial-free for only $4.99 a month.
Shudder's selection is organized by both monster and subgenre, so there's something for every horror fan to enjoy. You could search for zombies, vampires, ghosts, slashers, thrillers, or horror comedy, and more. Available on the web, iOS, Android, Apple TV, Roku, and Chromecast. This month, Shudder is making May scarier with Movie Mayhem. New films are being added every weekday in May, from new horror hits like We Are Still Here and Mexico Barbaro to older classics like Zombie, Night of the Demons, and Society. Not sure what to watch? Check out Shudder.tv, a 24/7 programmed playlist of horror updated with a new theme every single week. Also, you might want to check out Willow Creek, a horror movie directed by, believe it or not, and written by our friend Bobcat Goldthwait. Well, I got a call to come back on the show. He was a great guest one time, and he hasn't been back. But enough about me. Go to Shudder.com and start watching the best horror available today. When you decide to sign up for Shudder, make sure to use the promo code Doug to get a free month and to show your support for our podcast. Get your screams on demand with Shudder.com. That's Shudder.com. And use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, no H.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back. Emma, speak for the group and tell us who you're playing for.
The boys saw donuts and they picked donuts. So we're playing for Jim.
Jim Donuts.
Jim the Donuts.
And do you want to save those donuts for later, Arthur, or...
do you want to throw them?
Do you want to throw some of them? All right. It's finally come down to children throwing donuts at adults. If you each want to grab one and just chuck it into the crowd. Oh, they're all just simple glazed donuts, so it won't be too messy. There's no chocolate involved. No, it doesn't have to be gentle, Emma. That's not how it's done. Chuck it hard. Stop throwing him gently.
Stop throwing gently.
I am your mother today, and I'm telling you.
Get up on the balcony.
Yeah, throw him hard. Do another one. Come on, Henry. Oh, Calvin. Calvin whipping it into the crowd. Now it's getting out of control.
So dangerous.
Wow.
Make sure you save some for later. Okay, good. Great job, you guys. Who are you playing for, Jeff?
I'm guessing it's Leo. Is it Leo? Yeah, Leo Magnolias.
It's Leo not like Neil, but with an L.
Yeah.
I learned that on Twitter today.
And
that's a pretty amazing poster.
And I'm on Dolly Parton, which is pretty dope.
That
might be
amazing.
A joke about my bust size.
Let me get a picture of that one, Jeff. Point it in my direction. There you go. But hold it up a little. I want your face. There you go. Leal Magnolias. I love it. And he figured out that you and Emma were going to be here. Because you're on there.
Yeah, you did a good job. Yeah.
Sam was a real wild card, but yet somehow...
Yeah, yet somehow Laurel of the Rings figured out that Emma, Jeff, and me would all be here. Took a shot on DC Pearson. Did not pan out.
Did not... D.C. Pearson's girlfriend, I believe, is from here, so
all
that
right,
was that was a pretty good guess.
Yeah, but Laurel of the Rings, the fellowship of the podcast, is what this...
And this is you, Laurel? Is that you?
No, that's Claire.
Who's that? Oh, Claire Kramer. Apologies to Claire Kramer for not recognizing her. But I was just excited that somebody that pretty made a name tag.
The context was wrong to recognize.
You Gandalfed up DC in this. With the gray.
Yeah, no, you really did a great job with that, and I took a picture of it, and I'll tweet it out there for people to see. And good job to everyone, and thank you for making my instincts that you would be a great Doug Loves Movies crowd here correct, right? If this was just me doing a stand-up show, there'd be a lot of dickheads here. No, it works either way. I love playing this place. I've been filmed performing in this very club two times for the High Road, which you can find if you go on YouTube or whatever. But then also Super Jaime's has... No, I was across the street at what used to be the Funny Bone in Super Jaime. But it was still this neighborhood, and I love it here, and I'll always keep coming back. Super fun town to watch people get too drunk on Saturday night. That was what I did last night. Just watching people stagger around, the cops just shake their heads. Like, we have to control this somehow. All right, so we're going to play some games, and then we're going to, get on with our lives. After that, I don't know why I had to say what's going to happen next after the games. I am flying out tomorrow, so there's going to be not an after party, but the nice folks at the, is it called Double Tap? Double Tap Pub across the street said, yeah, come over. And I'm like, can you fit like a couple hundred people in there? And they're like, we can fit about 60. Yeah, so to bring the numbers down, I'm not going to go over there right away. So those of you who wait for an undetermined amount of time to meet me over at that bar, I will see you there. That's you? Okay. Might be 2-3 hours. I might go catch a screening of Civil War, if that theater can get their shit together. I'm sorry, if they can fucking get their shit together.
Yeah. See, those were out of frustration, Emma. It's totally fine.
Yeah, it's proper usage. I'm fine with it. You didn't say...
Right,
anything
yeah.
Mean?
Don't use it angrily. Well, that was kind of angry, but...
Yeah.
Don't to use hurt it feelings. Angrily you against don't use it to person. Hurt feelings.
Right, it's against a corporation, yeah. And corporations aren't people. Oh, wait.
It's like the rules of PG-13. You could say it once or twice, I think, if it's not in a sexual context.
Yeah.
You know, if it's just like, fuck that.
Yeah.
But if you're pointing at a person and saying the same thing, that's wrong. I like this. I should be in charge of teaching more children. I should also stop calling you guys children, because you don't like that, do you? No. Children don't think they're children. Young adults is a stupid expression. Calvin, have you read a young adult novel yet? Do you even know what that is?
Have you read Twilight?
Hey,
First of all, if he read Twilight, I'd kick him off the stage. But you know what I mean? Like our friend DC Pearson, we just mentioned, he wrote something called Crap Kingdom that I think you would enjoy. he doesn't. I don't know what I'm talking about. I think young adult novels are not.
Just see the film Young Adult starring Patton Oswalt and Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine.
Yeah. You like Charlize Theron?
Yeah.
It's weird how the phrase adult novel has one. Like conjures up one image, and then young adult novel is literally the opposite.
Yeah, and those are really the only kinds of novels there are.
There's like Jack Reacher books.
Yeah, what category does that fit in? None. It's on its own.
Jack Reacher round books.
Oh boy, some things
Sam,
are not
on.
For joking about, Sam.
Let's go down the line. Who knows what reach around means? Guy in the audience raised his hand.
You know, they don't know what it means, but I'm raising givers, so.
They will.
Yeah.
Well done.
They will be reach arounders.
All right, you guys. Let's start with a game I like to call Jason and Deb's IMDb game. We're playing to 5 points, or whichever team has the most points after 7 rounds. Do you think the family knows how this one works, Emma? Arthur's out, but you might be able to. You'll be able to help. Just whisper to your mom if you think you know the answer. And basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to name some movies from someone's top 4 on the IMDb page on the internet. And as soon as you think you know the actor, you can buzz in, and then you can get bonus points for naming the other films that are in the top 4. Sam, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
I like, that's a cocky attitude, how low you had your microphone.
Just to refresh me, we buzz in by saying our own name, yeah?
Yeah, say your own name. Emma will say her name if any of her...
young adults.
Flock.
Flock. Oh, I like Flock,
any,
yeah.
If any of these flockers knows... thinks they know the answer, they can...
What about a swarm?
My swarm, yeah. My
and, or a hive.
And since you're sharing mics with Jeff, Henry, don't be afraid to just run over to your ma and say, I know the answer, and work it out that way, because Jeff's going to be real stingy.
Yep.
Because I think Jeff and Sam still both really want to win, which is... really, which is great when you're playing against young people.
I would love to lose to Emma and her flock.
I'm here to crush butts.
Hey! No! No. That's our thing.
Hey, Arthur, hand the mic to Arthur for a second. What do you think of Uncle Jeff smoking cigarettes all the time? What should he do about that?
Do more of it.
All right, you got to double your intake, Jeff.
No.
If you want to go have a cigarette right now, you can.
No. The reason he's saying that is because Jeff tried to quit at our house 2 days ago and was a beast. And the kids were like, maybe you should go back to smoking.
You That's were terrible not true. When you were trying to quit?
No. What I did was I ran out of smokes, and then I just, like, I had a lot of candy. So I was being a little short with my responses, but only because I didn't want to get tangled up into a real long conversation since I was a little flighty because of the candy.
Sam, Woody Harrelson.
What?
No, we're not playing yet, Sam.
I'm doing it wrong.
All right, here we go. Here we go. The first movie. Who do you guys think I'm talking about when I say... that the first movie of their top 4 on IMDb is Finding Nemo. Henry said off mic, I hate this game. Thanks for coming. No guesses, which is smart because you can
Ellen get, DeGeneres?
You gotta say your name first.
Oh, I'm Emma? No, what?
Buzz in with your own name.
Oh, Emma.
Or Team Emma.
Team Arnold.
Yeah, Team Arnold. And that's your guess, Ellen DeGeneres?
Yes.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Really helps the other two guys, because the next movie is Drive.
Sam. Should have done it earlier.
Well, you know, on the first movie, you're taking a chance, right? You know. Negative 1 point.
Yeah. Jeff.
So, Sam.
The actor is Albert Brooks.
Albert Brooks is correct. Sam gets a point. And then Sam, name 2 more Albert Brooks movies. He's been in some great stuff.
He's been in some amazing movies.
He's a great guy. Hard to not like
this
him.
This is a tough one. He has so many on there.
Yeah, tell the truth.
I'm going to say, I don't think Concussion's on there. But I think... I don't know, let's say Lost in America?
No! Ah! Great movie, though.
Great movie.
You lost the nest egg.
And Defending Your Life?
Yes.
Yeah!
Yes. Defending Your Life made the cut, so you get 2 points. And Taxi Driver.
Wow.
Was the other one they threw in there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. All right. 2 points for Sam. Zip and zip for Jeff and Team Arnold. Here comes the next one. No matter how much you hate it. The first movie, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Yeah, people in the audience know people who were in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Smart crowd. The next movie, The Lion King.
Sam.
Sam.
Matthew Broderick.
That's correct. Now, Sam.
Yeah.
You're in a very interesting position right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish you'd stop it because it's too sexual for the audience.
Fair enough.
No, you, if you could name two more. It's not a two more. If you could name two more Matthew Broderick films, you will win this particular game.
I doubt I will be able to name two. I think I'll be lucky if I get
one. You're going to take a shot. I feel like you're going to make it, give it your best. And thank you, audience, for not yelling stuff out. Another reason why I like you.
This isn't going to happen. This isn't going to happen. I'm going to say the other Matthew Broderick movie on there.
Two more.
Two more. Oh, God damn. No, I don't.
The audience is very encouraging.
You guys don't understand. The top four on a person's IMDb, there's so many factors.
It's a strange
that go into
metric.
It.
Somebody
it's a
wrote
very
to me recently
metric.
Saying it's their top four most clicked on movies. But no, it's really complicated how they figure out what these top four are.
So I'm going
to
say.
One of my top four, if you go to my page, is a film I didn't even know I was in.
I'll say. Election?
No! And it should be, because that's, if it has to be, other than Ferris Bueller, probably the best movie he's been in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2005's The Producers.
Oh. When you said the date, I thought for some reason you would say the right thing. but I don't know when this came out, but he was in the previous to the most recent terrible Godzilla.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That was 1998, Roland Emmerich, yeah.
And then he was standing next to Oscar Gold when he appeared in the movie Glory.
Oh.
Which I'm pretty sure Denzel Washington won the Oscar for.
He sure did.
Okay, then I'm right. All right, so Sam is at 3 points. He's two away from the win. But Jeff is always a strong contender, and then there's the whole family over there. The whole fam-damly. The first movie for this next actor or actress is The Lion King. Okay, nobody wants to take a chance. I'd recommend taking a chance at some point because Sam is very close to the win. And then the second movie is called Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Jeff.
Oh, there he is. What is it?
Jeremy Irons.
That's correct. Jeff is on the board with a point. Can you name two other
Batman
Jeremy
versus
Irons
Superman
movies?
Dawn
or
of Justice?
Any movie that have irons in them, like a lot of any movie with housekeeping? What?
Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice. And Stealing Beauty.
I don't. Okay. one of those was correct. Which one of those do you think was correct?
Batman, Superman.
Yeah, Batman versus Superman.
Hey,
and
I have a question. Am I interrupting?
Please.
Am I interrupting? Because that lady seems to answer every one of your questions, and so I'm getting confused if you were talking to me or her. Because she keeps
just
answering
very
questions
for some reason. Maybe now she'll stop. You never know. Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice is correct. And then, now I don't even understand. Oh, okay, I get it. Man in the Iron Mask.
Oh.
Yeah, I scribbled this down in a way that I was like, the next person, I was like, he's not in that. I was like, confused. All right, so you got one of those, so you have 2 points.
2 points, Sam. Yeah.
Team Arnold.
You see me right in your rear view.
Time to rise up. Make this happen, Team Arnold.
We're just, you know, this is part of the strategy.
No, I like it. I like a come behind victory.
PG. PG 13.
I didn't. Okay. Some of you made that dirty, I think. All right. The next one starts with The Lion King. Tried to make this
for the kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
I tried to make this young person friendly.
That lady
she really still keeps going.
If you're going to do it, at least yell out your name first and don't just be an asshole throwing out answers. If you're going to play the game for some reason.
The listeners can't hear her, though, so we just sound insane that we're just talking about somebody.
Okay, but Emma.
That always
Emma,
has an answer. Emma's going to buzz in?
Yeah, but I was going to say this before she shouted that, just so you know.
Okay.
And I almost said it on the last one for Lion King. But I also can't remember if I have the name right, or maybe this is maybe the guy who killed Kennedy. So hang on.
No.
You're so close to that second thing, but you have the wrong victim.
It's not Kennedy?
Wrong victim.
Wrong victim.
James Earl Jones.
That's correct. But seriously, the lady that yelled out Darth Vader, you have to stop saying things out loud. You have to stop. Can you promise? Okay, thank you.
You appear to have a companion with you.
In this case, I'm happy that you helped Team Arnold.
No, I really was going to guess
that. But that was a really good clue to yell out Darth Vader. All right, so Team Arnold gets 1 point.
Yeah.
And now the three of you need to confer, because I'm sure they're big James Earl Jones fans.
Yeah.
To come up with three more movies that had James Earl Jones in them.
Okay. Jeff really enjoys it when I try to name Star Wars movies, so I'm going to go with A New Hope. Nope. Maybe just Star Wars. One of those is right. And the second
A New Hope is incorrect.
The Empire Strikes Back
is also incorrect.
Green Mile?
The woman cannot stop herself. You can't tell people whether they're right or wrong. You can't say anything. Like, try saying no words out loud. See how that works for you. Pretend this is a library.
Jedi Returns?
What?
Jedi Returns? Or Returning Jedi? Return of the Jedi. Sorry.
Return of the Jedi is correct. So now you have 2 points. You're tied with Jeff. Sam has three. And the remaining two movies for James Earl Jones. Do you want to take a crack at it, Sam?
I do.
Jeff does.
Field of Dreams?
No.
And Bingo.
That's why it's so weird. Like, that one should be on there.
How about...
Don't say from the audience, please. But Sandlight was a good guess.
Yeah. The Hunt for Red October.
No. They went Doctor Strangelove or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb.
Yeah.
And Conan the Barbarian.
Quite a metric. That is quite the metric.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
That's why I love it. All right, here's the next one. It's very close. Yep. Close game. I'm excited.
Yep.
The Lion Sam. King. Okay, Sam.
Nathan Lane.
No!
Not cool, bro.
Sam is knocked back to 2 points.
Yeah!
We have a three-way tie.
I want these kids to win so bad.
And someone just yelled three-way. Do you know there are children up here? All right. Here's the next one for Emma or Jeff. Sam is out for this round. It's a motion picture called Cars. That's right. Two animated things back to back. Lion King and Cars.
Jeff.
Who's in both of those, Jeff?
The other guy from with Nathan Lane, Ernie Sabato.
Ernie Sabella?
It's Ernie Sabella.
I think is his name.
And the next thing.
You guys would know him best as Leon Carosi from the Malibu Sands episodes of Saved by the Bell.
Sam, don't give me help. I have to name the other two things he's on.
No, you're wrong.
It's not Ernie.
You're straight up wrong.
What's wrong with you?
You're not back to 1 point, Jeff. You're in third place now. Stop, don't yell things, you guys. The third thing. Because this is just for Sam now, I guess.
No, it's just for
just
me.
For Emma. We're both out.
Oh, Sam's you're both out. It's just you, Emma.
This is just me.
Sorry.
It's just us.
This is a TV show that they throw in there, because they'll do that, too. They don't care. I would care, because I am DB, and I would care.
Is it Saved by the Bell, because then Jeff's back in?
Nobody's back in. Just Emma gets this. Nash Bridges.
I don't know.
A lot of knowing laughs in the crowd. Would you like the last one?
Yes, please.
Your offspring are not fans of Nash Bridges? Desperado. I know, right? Do you want to try to guess something?
Yes.
Emma, Dave's not here, man.
Feels like this whole show just went up in smoke.
You know I'm from East LA, right?
Cheech
I was
Marin?
Born there.
That's correct. Good old Cheech Marin.
How'd you guess that?
I told you, we've been training.
So Team Arnold has 3 points. Sam has 2. Jeff has 1. And let's start the next round. The Lion
Sam.
King. Who would you like to guess,
if
Sam?
If it's not Nathan Lane, I'm leaving. Nathan Lane.
That's correct.
All right.
I could have gone Whoopi Goldberg.
You could have.
Yeah, all right.
JTT.
All right.
So Nathan Lane, so Sam has 3 points now. So if he can name 2 out of these 3 remaining Nathan Lane vehicles, then he is golden.
Going to say the birdcage. Yeah.
Correct.
2005's The Producers.
Also correct. You want to say one more just to rub it in?
The People versus O.J. Simpson?
No. They didn't go TV because they had the cinematic classic Mouse Hunt. Calvin, you ever see Mouse Hunt?
Never in my life.
Never in your short life?
Is it like Ratatouille?
You guys might like it. Might be fun.
Is it like Ratatouille?
It's like Ratatouille if everyone was running around trying to kill Ratatouille.
So it's like
they're
a real life version.
Stop him from being alive.
But isn't that like the actual plot of Ratatouille?
I think they don't like that there's a rat in the kitchen, but some are impressed by his chef skills.
But isn't there like a guy trying to kill him?
Probably, you're right. I guess I should give all 5 points to Calvin.
By all means.
Calvin, do you get a lot of bullshit Calvin and Hobbes jokes in school, or is that common?
Oh, I get so much.
Oh, my God.
So much.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
So much.
They should have thought of that when they were naming it.
Not even funny. Yeah. Just too much.
That's really negligent parenting.
Too much. Too many.
All right, let's play another game. Let's play Last Man Stanton. All right, we got 20 minutes left, so that's a good window of time to make this happen. The person whose name tag you chose tonight, this afternoon, is your lifeline. So if you ever need to just get some help from the audience, you got to go to that one person whose name tag you pick. So whoever gave you those donuts, Emma is your lifeline. And Jeff and Sam, Laurel of the Rings is Sam's lifeline. And Jeff, what's the name on your name tag?
Leal.
Oh, yeah, Leo, like Neil, but with an L.
Leo Young.
And I saw you on Twitter today, Leo, saying, I've got a perfect name for Last Man Stand, and I would feel bad that I'm not going to you, but it worked out pretty good because your name tag got picked. So you're in this, and so why go to you? It's the perfect time to not go to you. But also, real quickly, if it's all right with everybody, please indulge me. I wrote down two more rounds of the IMDb game, so it'd be fun to just try them and see what happens.
Yeah!
So let's do that. Frozen.
Jeff.
Who is it?
Josh Gad.
That's correct. Let's do another round.
The Wedding Ring?
Frozen.
Oh.
Yeah, I know you know more Josh Gad movies.
Sam?
Yeah.
Kristen Bell?
Correct.
I bet I can tell you one of the movies that is not listed in her top four on IMDb.
Yes, the movie you co-starred with her in,
Pulse.
Called Pulse, is not in her top four.
Not in there.
You did not make it.
Nope.
No, they put both Veronica Mars in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
The TV show wisely. And the movie.
They chose wisely.
Yeah, they forgot Pulse, but they are not forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh. Mm.
Let's play Last Man Standing. There's a person in the audience who swore to me on the internet, which makes it, you know, you got to step up, that they have a great name for Last Man Standing. Emma and the gang, do you know how Last Man Standing works? Whoever they name, everybody has to take turns naming movies.
Oh, even the kids, or we're just doing team?
No, you guys are still a team.
Ooh, okay, good.
You can still work together. And Sam won the last thing, so he gets to go first. And then,
now, can I ask you a really weird strategy question?
Please.
Can I defer and go last?
What does that mean?
Well, mathematically speaking, that means I'm the first person to name a movie, and if there's a finite number of movies, and then it gets to Jeff or you, and then it's back to me, technically I've named the same number of movies, but we're out of movies, and then I can't win.
What?
Sam, you should have brought that up at the pre-show meeting.
I probably should have.
You get to go first that's the easiest position to be in for at least getting through one round as being the first one to name a movie. And then, you know, it gets progressively harder, but that's why you got your lifeline.
Sure.
I think it works all right the way it is. It's an interesting question.
All right.
The rules committee meets in December.
It's an interesting question, but fuck you.
Asked and answered. All right.
This guy's writing a story on the internet right now about your damn question.
Wow, so you just showed it to us?
It's going to be on Deadspin.
I don't know what.
Sam Levine dares to ask Doug Benson a question. In Idaho. All right, so. That is a good point, though. We'll discuss it further later.
Okay.
In our free time.
Very well.
Sagan Baggins, where are you at? Probably the guy that went woo. That's your name on Twitter. Why do I recognize that name? Have we interacted before on Twitter?
I had the category for...
Sometime today, Sagan Baggins.
Category for...
He's already gotten involved in the show somehow. Let's leave it at that. Exactly. Good job.
I think he meant to say, yes, you have interacted before.
Yeah, I recognize the name Sagan Baggins. And but since I recognize the name, I figured you're somebody that really listens and pays attention to the show and would suggest the perfect name for us to play in this game.
Michael Fassbender.
Michael Fassbender?
Nope.
Now, let's just say that there wasn't people under 14 years of age on stage. Let's say if there wasn't, it would still be a pretty fucking tough name.
Slam dunk.
And it also, like, do you hear me saying on the show, Sagan Baggins, a person with a ton of credits? He's got 20 at most, and half of those are British television programs. Sam's making faces. How many do you think he has?
Of straight films?
Yeah.
At least 15.
Yeah, around there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little less than 20.
He's got more than that, says Sagan fucking
I said
Baggins.
At least.
I think I might know two if I'm even thinking of the right person.
Shame on you.
Which is
not likely.
Well,
let me give you a clue. He's got a giant...
elephant?
Yes, in his pants.
I was thinking of the wrong guy. I was thinking of a wrong... I was thinking of a guy with a tiny elephant. Can we have another name?
Yeah, we definitely have to do another name, but, you know, maybe save that for a rainy day. Oh, that today it's raining, so never say it again.
I think we should at least find out who Leal was going to say.
No, because he's got his name tag on stage. That's not fair. I mean, it happens sometimes, but... Okay, Leal, what were you going to say?
Don Cheadle.
He's going to go Don Cheadle, who I recently played poker with. Which is very fun.
He's been in a lot more movies than
it's
Michael
kind of a
Fassbender.
Tough one, but I'm looking over at Emma like,
no, I don't know.
The Arnold household does not like movies with black people in them.
That's why we walked out of Keanu last night.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You walked out. You didn't make the effort. So let's go to, there's a gentleman right there who raised his hand very politely, and I bet you he's got the perfect name.
Bradley Cooper?
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley
I don't
Cooper.
Love it, but we're going to do it.
Okay. Are you sure you don't want to do Adam Sandler? Because that's who we studied.
You study Adam Sandler? We are definitely doing Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler, okay.
I love it. I love that they're prepared for one name and came here hoping maybe that's the one that'll come up. But I'm so excited to do Adam Sandler. The team is getting together over there.
Oh boy.
I think you might. Yeah, I think you guys might lose. I should probably step out and let you guys do it. But I'll play along. So starting with Sam, any Adam Sandler movie?
Billy Madison.
And that's right. I said Sandler. Billy M. All the way back to almost to the beginning. Not quite. I'll go with The Waterboy. Because that one, I think that one's one of the dirtier ones. Have you guys seen Waterboy?
We have seen Waterboy.
Yeah. You've seen every Adam Sandler movie?
We've seen a few.
Because there's some R-rated ones in there.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Team Arnold.
Happy Gilmore.
Yes. The Price is Right, bitch. I mean, they've already heard it being said, so I'm not... I'm just repeating what they already know. Jeff?
Bulletproof.
Yes. With Damon Wayans Sr. Sam?
That's my boy!
It sure is.
By the way, legally, that's how you have to say the title of that movie.
What?
Legally, that's you have to say the title that way.
That's my boy.
That's correct.
Okay.
When I saw the poster for that movie, I thought it was like they had switched heads. And I thought it was a movie where they switched heads, like a Freaky Friday head swap thing. And so now Andy Samberg's got to walk around and Adam Sandler's like dumb, fatso, idiot body. Like, oh, what do I do? Right? Because that's how they're dressed on the poster. And
I mean, Adam acts like a silly person, but fatso?
It's like a slob or whatever.
He's in good shape usually, that guy. But that's my personal experience. I was working out in a gym in Adam Sandler's apartment one time, and I threw my back out, and he was like, what? All right. He's like, lift this, and I'm like, oh, my back. All right, I'm going to go with... The Ridiculous Six. Yeah. Exclusive on Netflix.
Pixels.
Oh, Pixels.
Pixels.
Good call.
All right.
Jeff.
The Wedding Singer.
Click.
I'm going to go with The Cobbler. The Cobbler. Team Arnold.
Oh, I'm saying Spanglish.
What'd he say?
Spanglish.
Spanglish? Did you guys see Spanglish?
No. Yeah. I saw it.
Yeah. There's no reason for anybody to watch. Yeah. I mean, yeah, okay. Jeff?
Little Nicky.
Yes. Good one.
Jack and Jill.
Mm-hmm. You have to say that one
Jack
that way.
And Jill?
Don't, there's no reason
don't,
to get in.
Don't.
We're not here to criticize.
The only real comedy Pacino has ever appeared in, and boy, did he pick the wrong one.
He seemed to be having a great time, though. He seemed to be having a great time hitting on a man in a wig. All right, I'm going to say Mixed Nuts. Yeah.
Oh.
Pulled out an obscure one. Directed by the late Nora Ephron. Team Arnold?
Punch Drunk Love.
Oh.
Just a family favorite.
Yeah. The kids, they gravitate towards movies with drunk in the title.
They love.
Hard to stop them because they love a drunk person.
They love Robert Smigel cameos.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Right?
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy, indeed.
All right, Sam. Doug, let's do this in rapid succession. Grown Ups.
Oh, okay. Grown Ups too.
Okay, let's say Grown Ups too.
Team Arnold?
Spiglow European Vacation. Spiglow.
What's happening? Don't let him talk.
Deuce Bigelow European Vacation. Oh, yeah.
European.
Yeah.
No, European.
No, it's not a vacation, is it? It's European sexy times. European touching, bumping uglies. European paying money for.
Don't yell out, audience. Let's work this out on
European
stage.
European Gigolo? Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo, is what I meant to say. That's what I meant to say.
Is there a number in there?
You, I was
what
Deuce
was
Bigelow
the number?
2, uh-huh. European Gigolo.
Okay, I think that sounds right. I'm going to accept it.
I was actually letting you know some of the alternate
we'll
titles
the,
they considered.
Yeah, we'll talk to the corrections department later. Go ahead, Jeff.
We have to think of a couple. Dirty Work.
Dirty Work, yeah, it's a. Is this like a cameo in there?
Yeah, he plays the devil when Norm MacDonald goes to like a drug test thing.
Don't yell out anymore. People are trying to say things from the audience.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Yes. I'm gonna go with Airheads. Airheads. Back to Team Arnold. Don't forget, you have a lifeline when you need it.
Funny People?
Funny People, that's correct.
Funny People, that's correct.
Funny People. They were, Adam and Judd Apatow were roommates when I used to kind of hang around with them, and that's the one movie they worked on together.
51st Dates.
Yes, of course.
51st Dates. Blended.
Blended. Why not do all
why
of
not?
The Drew Barrymore
yeah.
Movies? I'm going to go with 8 Crazy Nights.
Oh.
Which might be a good clue for the next player. You can do it, Team Arnold.
I think we have to use our lifeline. Jeez.
Okay. But then, you know, maybe later other titles will help you to think of something else. So, like, yeah, that's a good call. Let's go to the lifeline.
Okay.
Where are you at?
Jim, where are you?
Where? There he is.
Rain on Me.
Do you have one? Rain on
oh.
Me.
Rain on Me.
You going to go with that?
Over. Yeah.
Okay.
It's,
that's correct.
Thank
that
you,
is
Jim.
Incorrect. It's the
what?
Wrong title.
What? Wait, wait.
That's the wrong title.
What?
Oh.
Oh, Rain.
But wait, who's saying that? Is it the person, Lifeline, is saying it correctly now? And you said it wrong the first time? Get your shit together, Lifeline. We don't need no fucking shitty lifelines.
We trust
so you
want to
go with Rain on Me or Over Me?
No!
Not the audience.
It's
I'm
not
asking.
The Price is Right.
It's not up to you guys. Only the lifelines get to speak. Please don't make me not want to come back here. Yeah, exactly. You were a great audience until like a few minutes ago. You all started yelling shit out, and it's not time yet. Emma, what are you going with?
Jim.
And the lady that has to respond to everything said sorry, because other people were now yelling out. Do you see how you were a bad example? And I put you in your place, and then others followed. And she's still sorry. She's still saying things. What are you going with, Emma?
We're going with over.
Rain over me is correct. I didn't know.
I know. Just, you know, Rain on me is the Who song from Quadrophenia. Come on, guys.
There you go.
No, Rain, the Who song is also called Rain Over Me. I'm positive of that. Because Pearl Jam covered it for the movie.
He says Rain on Me.
Rain on Me is what it's called when I'm working the stripper pole. Jeff.
I lost my. I'm going to say Going Overboard.
Oh, wow.
It was one of my,
you went
one of my secrets. Yeah.
Super deep on that one.
That's pretty deep.
That was one of his first appearances.
As long as we're doing the...
we're going to stay deep?
No, I'm staying in the cameo of his buddy's movies, The Animal.
He's in The Animal?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to have to trust you on that.
When they go to lynch him at the end of the movie, he's in the crowd.
Okay, I don't remember, but I'll live with it. And then I'm going to go with... Oh, shit. Don't mess with the Zohan. Don't mess with the Zohan.
You're missing a word.
You don't mess
there
with the Zohan?
Is.
All right, I'm out.
No, you don't have to.
No, we got to end this somehow.
Okay.
He's made a lot of movies, that guy.
He really has.
All right. Team Arnold, they're back in it.
Click.
Oh, you were so excited. But Sam said that earlier.
Oh, we didn't hear you.
Yeah, you can do another one. Confer some more.
Click to the remote
side. I heard one from the audience earlier that I haven't said because that would be cheating.
You have it? Okay, go ahead.
Bedtime stories.
Bedtime stories! That's right!
Good job!
You guys probably watch that every night. Jeff? I had a good early one, too, when I fucked up and didn't say, you don't mess with the Zohan.
The hot chick.
Oh, yeah, he's like, isn't he like a Rastafarian?
You can do it! In that movie. Okay. He's dressed like Rob Schneider is usually dressed.
Oh, okay.
Like a hobo who hasn't had hot food in weeks.
Sam?
I'm going to go to my lifeline.
Oh. What's a lifeline got?
No one has said Mr. Deeds. Thank you very much,
Laura. Very good job.
Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds.
That's how we do this.
No Mr. Deeds goes unpunished. Now we're back to the Arnolds. They've used their lifeline. Sam's used his. Jeff is the only one remaining with a lifeline, so that's going to be tough.
Nine crazy nights?
Was that you? You came up with that one, Emma? Don't blame that one on your family. That was your clever answer.
That was mine.
All right, you guys are out, but great job. Jeff.
Anger management.
Yes, of course. Became a great Charlie Sheen vehicle. Sandler, Sheen, yeah, same thing. Not really. What do you got, Sam?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, yeah? All right. Going to the hole. Shakes the Clown.
Yes, that's the early one I thought of.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shakes the Clown. Jeff?
Lifeline?
You said you had a bunch of them. What's your lifeline say?
Hotel Transylvania.
I know what Sam's going to say.
Hotel Transylvania 2.
Full title.
That's the full title.
Yeah, that is the full
nice
title.
Nice try.
So you got one more, Jeff, or are you going to call it a day?
I have already said
that. It's like she's like mentally ill or something. This lady that's been told repeatedly to stop saying things and is still saying things. No, oh, it's someone sitting next to you sounds the same?
It's the people standing.
No, it's the same lady as always.
It's those people who paid $7 less. So they're standing.
Oh, boy. We should be more specific. Standing room is out front.
But, you know, I can't get too mad when you yell out a title that's already been said. Jeff?
Still distracting. I almost had one. Like, I almost had it gripped right here. And I don't anymore.
Just picture him in your head. I believe in you is not an answer. It's just a positive statement from the audience. As soon as she started yelling, I was like, I was going to say stop it, but that was a very sweet thing to say. Nothing?
No, I think it was in the first Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo.
No, I don't think he was.
I don't care.
And even if he was, you're just guessing.
Yeah, I'm just guessing.
You're just pulling shit out. Do you have one more, Sam?
I don't believe that I do.
You can do it. You can do one more.
I mean,
we really did a good job.
We really got them all, yeah.
We really cleaned them all up.
There's at least one more.
Oh, there's got to be at least five more that one here has come up with.
No, there's more, and we'll ask you in a second. So don't. There's a guy that said one earlier that you didn't hear. It's a good answer.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah.
No, but who said the last one right? Was it me?
Huh?
Who said?
Yeah, you win.
Oh, then I'm out. That's great. I don't need to sit here and kill myself.
I just want to hear one more from you, just to slam it home.
Am I insane, or did we not say Happy Gilmore?
No, we
did,
said,
right?
Yeah,
okay, but it was like 30 minutes ago.
The answer's right, bitch, or whatever.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. All right. The one from the audience was The Longest Yard.
Oh.
Yes. The Longest Yard.
And what else have you got?
Bulletproof.
We said Bulletproof.
Grandma's Boy.
He's in Grandma's Boy?
Cameo.
Everyone is
yelling movies we set up
It's a hard memory test.
No, we
just
said that.
Just go with it.
We didn't say that one?
No.
We said God damn it.
Was the other one,
yeah.
No, I thought I said just go with it.
No.
I didn't say it?
We said...
I should have won this motherfucker.
If I could write this down, I had that.
Or whatever.
Point.
Sorry, kids.
Yeah, we got to try that sometime where everybody can just write it all down.
It'd be a really entertaining podcast.
When we're at UCB with the desk, you can all write down the answers.
Perfect.
Yeah, we did a pretty good job with the Adam Sandler movies. But... ultimately, Sam is our winner.
Thank you, Boise. Congrats, Laurel.
Come get your name tag back, Laurel, plus the prize bags. Where are you at? Congratulations, Laurel. Great job.
You got to let me know how much you like Farce of the Penguins.
Okay, I'm very excited.
Okay, yeah, great. Get back to us about every item in both of the bags. Yeah. How you use them, how much you like them. Congratulations, Laurel. Jeff's name tag has a very involved thing on the back, and what's going on with the donuts. But you want the rest of the donuts, right?
Yeah.
So let me see what it says on the back, if it says anything. What does that say? Well, don't read it to me. That would blow it. Oh, that's fun. I'll remember that. Thank you so much to the Arnold family for being here.
Wait, Doug, real quick, I don't have anything to plug, but I just want to say to the Arnold family and the whole clan that I want you to know that my horrible competitive nature definitely exceeds my love of children, and they're wanting to succeed.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sorry that I'm a monster.
Do you want to come to Dart Zone with us tonight?
Absolutely.
We'll crush it out there.
Done.
And Jeff would have been happy to win, also. Like, you didn't lay back.
Butts.
You tried hard.
Yeah.
Everybody tried hard. And it was a good effort all around. I don't care if you're wearing a Pokemon hat or a really nice sweater vest. I like your outfit, Arthur.
Thanks.
His mouth is full of donuts, so he can't really respond right now. But, Emma, what do you got to plug the family? Like, when can we see all of you?
We have our traveling variety show. No. Tomorrow we'll be at the Visual Arts Collective. We're making fun of Flashdance.
That's, I, you know, that gave me the idea to do a Benson movie interruption of Flashdance, because I haven't done that yet. That would be a good one.
It would be a good one.
Really fun.
My sisters and I were obsessed with that movie when we were young teenagers.
Yeah, because every young girl dreams of being a welder. Yeah.
We were like, we should be erotic dancers. And then we were. No. and then I have a show with the very funny Dave Ross at Liquid Laughs on Memorial Day, which will be a very fun show.
Right across the alley here from the Knitting Factory.
Right across the alley,
in downtown Boise.
Yep.
That's awesome. Does any last words from any of your youngins?
Do you want to say anything? Woo! Nope.
Okay. Did you have fun being here?
Yeah.
Adorable.
It's like school.
What?
It's like school?
Yeah.
That does not sound fun.
Come back.
Oh, I will. Yeah. Yeah. I like to threaten people with I'm not going to come back, but I rarely don't come back when this many people come out and are this nice. Jeff, what do you got to plug?
I'll be out front in a few minutes selling my albums for all the people who lost. And
yeah, there's only one of you got a free one.
Yeah.
Everybody else has to pay up.
Emma and I are going to be in Nashville this week, Atlanta on the 22nd of May at the Highland Ballroom, Brooklyn, New York, June 16th. And is that it, Emma? I can't remember the rest of our dates. JustAnotherClown.com for the rest of our dates. And speakersilence.org, the guy from Speaker Silence will be out front at the merch table with me.
Nice.
So you can say hi to him. Get you a stitch kit.
What, you're still going?
No.
So there's always more. Go ahead, say it.
No, I just, stitch We're kit, saying whatever.
Oh, no, go
I don't
ahead.
Know. No, I'm done,
gotta,
I'm done.
You gotta say it when I'm not talking.
I'm done.
Stitch kit?
Stitch kit.
And Sam Levine has no plugs. One more time for all of my guests. Arthur Henry, Calvin, and Emma Arnold. Jeff Tate and Sam the Man Levine, a.k.a. Little Wolverine. In a little while, I will be having a drink across the street at the Double Tap Pub. Not immediately, because if every person here goes over there, it'll be too full. But for those of you that are willing to wait around for a minute, I'll be over there. And do I have any plugs that I wrote down? No, let's just say DougLovesMovies.com. And thank you, everybody, for being here. And as always, people who confuse Idaho with Iowa are a shithead. And people who get all up in your business on Twitter about where you should go to eat in Boise are a shithead. Play that end theme, please.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his